I ended yesterday by talking about the army of God and the fact that we are part of a warrior bride, whether we know it or not, whether we understand what that means or not. God is calling us up higher as he did John on the Isle of Patmos, Revelation 4:1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, "Come up here, and I'll show you things which must take place after this." John gets this call after he's seen the risen Lord in all his glory and has fallen flat in his face. John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, is smitten and falls face down when he beholds his majesty. John has encountered the majestic King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he will never be the same again. He will never live from the same place again. Our journey is the same. We are captivated by his love, walking closely with him, the lover of our souls, enjoying sweet fellowship. When he calls us to come up higher, and we see something of him and his requirements that we've never seen before. There is a higher place from which to love, and he requires us to live, and he requires us to come. Like the shrill of an alarm clock, it wakes us from our slumber. If we are living in our flesh, otherwise known as our lower nature, when he wants us living in the spirit, the higher place, the higher nature, he's calling us as he did the maiden in the Song of Songs, 2:10. "Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away." He calls her up to a high place where she can see the work of the evil one and understand her place in his plan for her life. She is no ordinary mortal. He's chosen her to be his eternal companion. If you follow the narrative, you'll see she falters and is slow in her responses to him at first. Eventually he calls her again in chapter 4, first reassuring her that she is without spot in his eyes. Song of Songs 4, 7 and 8. "You are all fair, my love, and there is no spot in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse, with me from Lebanon. Look, from the top of Amana, from Senir and Hermon, from the lion's den, from the mountains of the leopards. Come up to a higher place," he calls. "Come up higher and higher still." This will constantly be the call we will hear in our spirit. Come up higher, high, higher, highest, as we continue to study the Sermon on the Mount and the principles of conduct required of those who are to inherit the kingdom and live life from the highest place. God wants us living from the throne room where he sits. Isaiah 40:22. "It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in." Majesty, this is him with whom we have to do. This is where we are meant to be living. This is where God has placed us in Christ, in heavenly places. If we are to reach for his highest, we need a dose of consummate reality. We are in the army. He is the captain of the host. The Sermon on the Mount is our operations manual. We have a task to perform and a purpose to fulfill. Welcome again to boot camp. Join me again tomorrow when we reach for his highest goal for our lives. High, higher, highest.